Hi, and welcome to the Garage Series for IT Pros, where we're all about the new office. I'm Yoni Kirsch.
And I'm Jeremy Chapman. So last week we saw some amazing footage with skydiving.
Right, extreme install.
Extreme install, awesome stuff. We wanted to see if office could install before the guy hit the ground.
Right, exactly. This week we've got some really interesting stuff. We're talking about group policy and IT control, right?
Right, so we got things like telemetry. We're going to invite in Chris Yu from our telemetry team. We're also going to be talking about software update management. We're going to talk about how you can control the new office.
Absolutely, but before we get started, let's have a look at today's trivia question.
What are the differences between group policy ADMX templates for MSI and click to run Office? Is it A, sign-in and roaming controls are exclusive to click to run, B, click to run builds do not work with ADMX templates, or C, MSI and click to run use the same ADMX files, no differences?
So stay tuned at the end of the show, we'll have the answer.
Jeremy, let's talk about automation for a second. Certainly the MSI version of the new Office, the status quo remains. We have the same install time configuration options that we had in previous versions. It should all be very, very familiar, right?
Right, and we've got things like the Office customization tool that we've been using since Office 2007. Uh-huh. We've got a bunch of controls there on the click to run side. And we've actually got three episodes dedicated to all of this. But a question I get from a lot of people is whether or not this is really an enterprise release and whether we've got all the controls that they need.
Right, and fair enough. When the preview came out, a lot of people went to the Home Premium preview or they did their installs straight from the portal. I think a lot of people maybe didn't get down there into the Office deployment tool to look at all the IT-based controls. But they're certainly there, right?
Right, so we've got a lot of controls built into the model, and certainly we've done a lot of work. But instead of listening to us talk about that, we've actually sat down with Sky Conklin, the program manager who built a lot of the group policy controls, also did a lot of the roaming settings work. And she's going to discuss whether or not MSI really does have more control to click versus click to run. So tell us, a lot of people are really wondering whether or not I've got the same amount of control from the MSI versus the click to run install. Is it pretty much the same?
The mechanism we use to control your Office install is group policy, and we have over 2,000 group policy settings. And it's deployed the same way to your domain join machines, regardless of whether you're using MSI or click to run. A couple of the new settings we added this cycle are ability to control your sign-in, the access to cloud services, and customizing your first run experience. So the amount of control you have over your Office is the same whether you're using MSI or click to run.
Now, one other thing that I hear a lot from customers is, how does the roaming settings feature work? Am I actually roaming the files like I used to in roaming user profiles, or is it a little bit different now?
Actually, when you're using your roaming MRU, we're not actually roaming the file. For instance, if you're storing your file in SharePoint, we're only roaming the link to that file. So if you were to sign into a device that doesn't have access, you would still not be granted access. So regardless of whether you're using roaming settings or not, you still have complete control over your data.
So all of my data access policies in terms of whether or not that endpoint can reach that file are completely intact?
All of the policies that you might put on to access files or data is exactly the same.
So it certainly seems that the new group policy controls are on parity between the MSI-based installs and the click-to-run installs. And I think that's important to remember, that a lot of the feature set between the two different install types of Office are exactly the same. And the differences are really about the install type itself, how we deliver Office and how it's managed. So one thing that is different is updates, because that's actually about how we deliver Office down onto the machines. So we certainly be used to the MSI-based updating mechanism with the MSP patches that get delivered on a monthly or regular basis through your WSAS or other mechanisms. With click to run, it works a little bit differently. We have to make a decision whether we want to enable or disable those updates at install time, and then we manage it from there. So let me show you how that looks in the XML config file. You can see that what we're looking for here is the updates section, and the flag we want to set is the enabled to true or false. We can also specify the update path here as well, which lets us set an SMB or HTTP path that the Office installations will go to for their updates on a regular basis. So another thing that's on parity between the two versions is the new telemetry functionality. And to talk about that, I'm joined by Chris Yu.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ernie.
How you doing?
Great, good to be here.
Yeah, so a topic close to both our hearts, Office compatibility. Certainly the old tools were very squarely focused on migration and that kind of project-based getting from one version to the next. Something's changed.
Yeah, a lot has changed actually. And as we took a look at the problem from, you know, the customer, the partner, as well as our internal engineering processes, you know, and the thing that kept coming through was that the more data and business intelligence we had, the smoother that move went.
So it sounds like you had a lot of work to do. What did you focus on?
So we really wanted to provide visibility into the documents, the add-ins, all the different solutions, you know, and which ones were the ones that were actually being used in the organization, and getting to the root causes of, you know, what might be going wrong, what interactions between, you know, ActiveX controls, VBA, all that good stuff, you know, might be causing a problem. And so we wanted to see if we could take this from being a one-time kind of a migration challenge to being a set of tools that IT pros can use every day. And really get a great feel on how they can optimize their environments.
Why don't we take a look at how that actually looks in practice? What I've got here is in fact a telemetry log that I took from Jeremy. Apparently something was wrong with his computer. Maybe we could take a look at it together. So we can see here certainly that we've got a list of all our add-ins, right? And can you tell me a little bit about what's going on in this list and what information we have available to us?
Yeah, so in the telemetry log, you can see, you know, all of the information as to what files were opened, what add-ins were loaded, in what order. You know, we detect if there was VBA code that was calling an object model or other file that has is behaving a little bit differently from previous versions.
Out of order, gotcha. Okay, so that's kind of great if we want to use that for troubleshooting. We could have a user send that information back to IT to look at.
Absolutely.
But what if we wanted to look at a high-level view across the whole organization?
So there you're going to want to open the telemetry dashboard.
Which I've done.
Yep, and from there you can see, you know, the aggregated information across the organization, you know, by seeing like what are your most popular solutions, what are the ones that are performing best and or performing suboptimally there.
So we're talking about actual files and add-ins here, in this case the documents and who's opening them. So I think that really adds context to the situation. Rather than just looking at what's broken, we're looking at whether the broken things are actually being used by anyone. Is that
exactly? So that you can really focus on the ones that make the largest business impact,
right?
And make sure those gets addressed the most quickly.
Gotcha. And I think that's really important. Certainly what we saw a lot in the previous tools was that people got themselves really scared about the information that came back out of them. There were a lot of documents that seemed to have some kind of issue, but the context around it normally calmed things down because there weren't actually issues that were relevant to what was going on in the organization.
Exactly, because now you'll know, you know, down to the department or even the user level, you know, who and what is being affected, and you can make the right decisions based on that information.
So that's about all the time we have for today. I wanted to give a special thanks to Chris Yu, our special guest for today's episode, and I want to close on today's trivia question, which of course is C. The answer was C. Obviously the ADMX files are exactly the same between the two versions of Office. Next week we've got a special treat for you. We've got our security expert Mark Rasinovich, who will join us on the show. Thank you and goodbye for now.